Blog Greetings. Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
And God save us.
God save us.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Remembering God save us.
And welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Remember to Each of Us, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us again this Sunday morning, and I apologize for last Sunday. We were not able to get on the air. There seemed to have been some problem with the sound, I believe, but we are here today for you. We thank Allah, and we will have Imam Shahid to come on as soon as I can introduce you to him with his subject today. The subject for today is people. Things won't get better until you return to your godly nature. People, Almighty God says, He created the nature of good in every human heart, and Allah, the Almighty Creator, said He will never change the conditions of a people until they first change the bad conditions of their heart. So don't expect the evils in this world to change until you change your evil thinking, which will bring you back to your godly nature. And that will be the subject for Imam Shahid Shabazz today. As I bring him on now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, brother. You're on the air now.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to say all praise is due to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, for waking us back up this morning after He had, through His power, put us in a state next to death. Sleep is the twin brother of death, Allah say. In other words, death and sleep are similar, because when you're asleep, you're unconscious. And when you're dead, you're unconscious of this world and the things that goes on in this world. We want to open in with prayer. That's the key to life, prayer. You know, stand connected to the one who is not only the creator, but just our everything. He not only a human being, but Allah sustains the heavens and the earth and all therein. And this is the one that we're praising this morning. This is the one that we're glorifying this morning. And we will go into the first prayer. Chapter, surah in Arabic means chapter in English of the Holy Quran, the final and last revelations of the Creator to all mankind. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Adina Sirata Mustaqim Sirata Ladin Amta Alayhim Ghayr Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Dalin. Amen. People, we just said, translated into the language, the English language, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. Master, ruler of the day of judgment, thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace and your guidance. And protect us, Allah, from being of those who go astray from your righteous guidance, from the good life you created for us as human beings here on earth. Protect us from being of those who follow their selfish will and reject your divine will. Because as you say, add a little more to the Al-Fatah, as you say, all good come from you. All good come from God. People say, Allah, the Creator. And all you say, the Creator say, all the evil that happens to us come from our own bad intentions in our heart, as the sister said, our own bad intentions in our hearts. So with that said, I will say, Ameen. What we want to start off saying is that, you know, the world today is completely covered like a blanket with evil. And a lot of people, no matter what religion and other titles ain't got nothing to do with it. President, senator, governor, king, pope, friend, husband, wife, ain't none of these people got nothing to do with what's the power over the heavens and the earth. Ain't nothing in creation got power to change the world. And I do want to say, in the beginning of this talk, when you say world, most people think you're talking about the world you can see, the material world. But the world for people is not the material world. And it's so clear because in the beginning of time, Allah, the Creator, made the world all good. And he made the nature of all of Adam and Eve, the first two human beings, and all human beings in the beginning, good. And then later on, people, because the Creator gave us limited freedom of choice, they chose to go wrong. So this is a big key of what we're talking about today. It is the world won't get better if we don't make it better as individuals. We have to stop waiting on somebody else to change the world. We have to stop blaming people like Donald Trump for the world's condition. That's unjust to him. Because why? He don't have no power. But most people wants to blame everybody else for the bad that happens in their life but themselves. And that's where the problem lies, people. In the world today, it lies with you as an individual. I'm talking to you as individuals. You can pass it on to other individuals. Let them know that, hey, what I do in the world, I'm only responsible by our Creator to do my part in the world to help make this world a better world for people to live in. And, you know, I'll just say this, share this little part with you. If Allah, the Creator's will, I have a CD coming out in February. And, you know, on that CD, I said, you know, people, please try to understand. We can make this world a better land. We, as people, we are the ones that have allowed the world of our thinking to change this world into from righteous, good thinking into bad thinking. And I just shared with a young man as I was coming in that he was, you know, speaking about religion. I said, I don't get in people religion. I say, because even in your Bible, it says in the beginning it was God and the word of Almighty God. I said, Jesus won't create it then. Moses, nothing won't create it. It was just the Creator in the beginning of time. And the reason it was just the Creator, because he is eternal. He have no beginning and he have no ending. And everything he created is just that. It's creation. It's not the Creator. And you, man, and you cannot, you cannot associate things in this world, material things or people, as being God, no, being a creator, being a God. That means, see, this is a big difference I want you to understand in the beginning of this talk. See, Almighty God, the reason you know him from his creation, he can take nothing and create something. Tell me any human being you know from the beginning of time, even with Adam and Eve, that could take nothing and create something. Just out of nothing, create something. You can't do it. So the key people in the beginning of this talk is to realize that there's a power greater than you and I. That power is the power of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And his power is the power that is the only way you can make a change in your life and in the world. You have to go through his power, because we as human beings don't have the power to do good, to make things better, unless we submit our will, which is bad, to the will of our creator, which is all good. So this is a solution to our problems in the world. It's not the President Trump. It's not the government. It's not anything else. The problem in the world today with most people is that they have forgot who created them. And as the sister would say, whose they are, who they are, and whose they are. You need to know them two things in order to get through this life, this world of evil. If not, evil will overtake you. You got to know you are a creation of the creator of the heavens and the earth. You belong to him. Everything in creation belongs to him. And whose you are, use his creation. And, you need to know that I am a creature of the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm not independent. This is the problem with most people in the world. They think they are independent. And so, therefore, they choose to follow their own will rather than the will of their creator. And this is what brings evil in the world. Then when they think like that, they begin to think evil, they begin to do evil. And then the Satan, he began to encourage them in their evil to destroy their own humankind. This is the problem. Most people have truly forgot who created them. Most people have forgot that when we die, that ain't over. You're going to be resurrected from your dead grave for a day of cold judgment. And you're going to have to answer for everything you did. And this is a short flight of time that the Creator put us here on earth. It's very short, people. The reason it seemed long is because the Creator is most merciful. He extends our time here on earth. Even so, it's still short, but he's so merciful, he gives us a long time. And even give us time, you can't even put a limit on the time he gives it, because he loves his creatures. But he don't love us when we are following evil. He don't love us our evil. He loves us when we're doing good. He loves us when we're treating each other with love and kindness. He loves us when we love each other. But before we can love each other as human beings and change this world, we got to first learn to love our Creator. And our Creator, his spirit is inside of us. He created us and he put his spirit in our heart, as the sister said in the beginning. And when he did this, we became a living soul. And he made our nature good. So by nature, we all people are good. And I'll say this in my conclusion for this first portion of the talk. The Creator says that he, again, as the sister said, he will not change our conditions that we're going through, our bad conditions, until we first change our heart intention, change our desires in our heart from desiring the things of this world, our self-will, doing what we want to do, and start desiring to please our Creator. And when you, if you do that sincerely, the Creator said he'll give you a new life in the Quran, a life that is good and pure. And he said he will forgive you of your faults and sins. This is the way you change the world. The world for human beings is not the outer world, the material world. It's our thinking, our world of thinking. You think negative, you think evil, you do negative things, evil things. You think good, you do positive things, good things. So that's your world right there, the way you think. So you can change your world right now. If you're thinking evil, stop thinking evil and start thinking good and mean it with all your heart and your soul and your being, and you'll see a change in your life, and others will see a change in your life, and you will be a positive contribution to the world changing back to a good world as Allah made it, instead of this evil world now that looked like Satan made, because most of the people follow evil, and the devil or the Satan, he's the leader in evil, all evil. So, you know, when you follow evil, you're following Satan. And when you follow Satan, Satan say he leads you to the hellfire. So with that said, we're going to stop and hope that you got understanding of what this talk is all about. It's about your personal responsibility and accountability as an individual to help make this world better. And now that we've been blessed with a good president of the world, spiritual man, we got to help that man. How do we help that man? By living a good life, being spiritual like he is, being good like he is, loving everybody like he do, not being racist, not hating somebody because they ain't got what you got or they don't look like you look. The Creator didn't create us like that. And this is a president who recognized that all men, all people were created equal, with equal rights to be entitled to live a good life. Not just a few people, 1% of the rich people living good, and 99% of the people living in poverty, starving and dying every day because they don't even have the basic needs. No, that right there is not of the Creator, and he's getting ready to stop all evil and oppression right now, and it begins with this good president of the world that he's using as an example for people to come back to the goodness in their own heart and soul by looking at the leader we have now. We have a good leader now. All praise is due to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
All right, Jamai Salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he's coming to you strong this Sunday. People, so please listen carefully to his messages. He's not talking just to be talking. He's talking so that he can give you the information and knowledge you need from Allah as to how to best serve him and how to live your life and better yourself in your condition. People, he says, things won't get better until you turn to your godly nature. So that means that you've gone straight from the right path, the right way, that we should be living our lives. We will find wrong guidance. We find the evils of the world, trying to be like the world. And therefore, we reach the same results as the others are, which is not good. And the Lord is bringing us back to the right path now. He's showing us our evil through what's happening. And look at this COVID that we have here and all. That's because of what man has done, what he's wrought, what he's brought on himself. So people, we're put in a position now where we can't be out in the streets socializing and playing and doing what we want to do anymore. We're put in a position to be at home, to take time to think, to take time to consider what's going on and why it might be going on, and to turn back to our Creator. Not that there is a God who's in control. because man can do nothing about these conditions that are out here today. Nothing about this COVID. He's baffled. He's trying to seek everything he can to do, and all he can come up with is a vaccine. But he needs to come up with the change of heart. If everyone changes heart and turns towards God, all of this would be removed. And now, I want to remind you that you are listening again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the Altar of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us. And again, I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you. Now, people, I want to go into the second part of our talk, and that is that, people, we must understand, if we want to change this land, this world, this earth we live on, we must understand that Allah, the Creator, say, what reward will you get for good, doing good other than good? And he said, what reward will you get for evil or bad other than evil or bad? It's real simple. You know, people, it's not complicated to change this world. All you got to do is come back to your true nature, as the sister said. I mean, it's more easier, people, to do good and live a good life than it is an evil life. Because when you try to live an evil life, really, you don't live no more. You die. Evil leads to death, and good leads to life. And even though you may have material things, you may have worldly things, that don't give you life. You might have a good husband, a good wife, and that may be good. They can't give you life. You see, the only one that can give you life is the one that created you and gave you life. And not only did the Creator, Allah, give us life, he also gave us death. He gave us death. And you know, you can understand this in different ways. There's mental death, there's physical death, and there's spiritual death. And all of the death, mental, spiritual, and physical, begins with spiritual death. Why? Because as I said in the beginning, the Creator, Allah, say, when he created us, human beings, and brought us out of our mother's wombs as babies. He said, we didn't come alive until he put some of his spirit in us and we became living souls. So every baby that's born is a testimony of who we are. Our real nature is our baby nature. The baby is nothing but the will of Allah. The baby don't know no evil. All the baby knows is the goodness of Allah. So the babies are what? Really angels. So our true nature too as human beings is our angel nature. What would I mean by angel nature? When Allah give the angels in heaven a command to do anything, they only say, we hear and we obey. They don't rebel against the will of the Creator and say, can I ask you, I want to question that, what you said. The one that done that and he got put out of heaven forever and he got confined to hell forever is Satan. Allah, the Creator, came up with a plan to create man, you and I. And the devil didn't like that because Allah said, after I have created this man and put some of my real spirit into this man, I want y'all to bow down to this man. And all the angels said, we hear and we obey Allah. They did it. And Satan or the devil, he said, no, I can't do it. He said, you created me a fire. And you creating something out of mud, and you want me to bow down to that? I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. So Allah said, that's okay. She said, then you got to get out of my heaven. You can no longer enjoy the good life in my good world, eternal world. I will put you down on earth. Well, before this happened, the devil had, because the next thing that was coming when he rebelled against the Creator was destruction. He had him and his followers called the jinn. Those who followed him among, it was other jinns too. Allah created a fire like Satan. And so they followed their master, leader, Satan. And before Allah put Satan out and the jinns out and evil spirits down here on earth, Satan had asked him first, Oh Lord, please give me respite, give me time down there on earth where you're going to create this man. And I'll show you that most men, most of them, they ain't even going to be grateful to you, thankful to you for no good that you do for them. They ain't even going to acknowledge you, your goodness, as their real life. They're going to acknowledge the evil I whisper to them. The evil, they're going to come under my evil influence. I'm going to have them almost all of them under my evil influence. He didn't say almost all. He said all. So the devil's aim really is not to get some of us. It's to get all of all human beings and destroy, turn us all away from our Creator and have us live in an evil way, which we can't live an evil way. I say have us following an evil way, which takes our spiritual, take our attention off our spiritual life and put our attention on ourselves and this world, which Allah say both is evil. Allah say the love of this world and the love of yourself produces evil. Evil comes from our self will, following our self will, and evil comes from desiring these unreal material things of this unreal material world. So you see here, we in a time that the material world, Allah said He created the heavens and the earth, and He said He created the human beings down here on the earth for justice and for a limited time. That means it definitely we have a time we're going to die, and definitely it's a time that Allah is going to destroy this whole world. It will be here no more. And there is going to be what's called a resurrection and judgment day, a resurrection of our dead bodies into the world of Allah around His divine throne, His eternal world, so we can be judged for the way we lived here. So most people in all religions and most people, period, Allah say the reason that they is so evil, evil has dominated the world, Allah say because most people, they think of themselves as self-sufficient. And even in the Bible, it says in the last days of evil on this earth like we're in now, it says most people, the evil would be because most people would be lovers of themselves and they wouldn't love their Creator. Everything they would be, they would love to their self so much that they would act like they ain't got no Creator. No one didn't create them. They created themselves. This is what you hear, and you see the results of it all over the world. I did this. And you hear people also claiming things. This is my car. This is my wife. My this, my that. We don't own anything. When Allah created us, our Creator created us, He created us bare, naked, and alone by ourselves. We didn't come in this world with anything that we got since we've been in this world. And when we leave this world, guess what? You go the same way. You're not taking none of your expensive cars. You ain't taking your pretty wife, your pretty handsome husband, your fine children, as you say, nothing here. You ain't taking none of this with you because it don't belong to you no way. It's only given to us. And we are created and put here only for trial, to test our faith in the unseen Creator who created us and everything in this world. That's why Allah says in a chapter in the Holy Quran, so beautiful, it's called Al-Mu'minun, or the believers. And Allah says that the believers are those who, first of all, fear Allah and believe in the unseen. Now, what do they mean by this? people. If you don't fear Allah, that means that you don't fear doing wrong. You don't fear the power of Allah. Now, I want to let you know, even the one that Allah say is the chief leader in evil, Satan. Satan say in the Holy Quran, the last revelation of the Creator, he says, I fear Allah. He said, down here low on earth, I fear Allah. So the job of the devil is to get us into ourselves, to influence us to follow our self-desires. And when we do that, we lose the remembrance of our Creator. And when we lose the remembrance of our Creator, we lose the fear of our Creator, because we have forgot that he got all the power. Then we begin to think like Donald Trump, that we got power. We gods. He ain't the only one that say he's a god. You got, I know a lot of blacks, too, like whites and others, but most of them, too, here in America, talking about they're gods. Some of even call me black god because I'm a Muslim. And Islam, Allah don't teach no one that they know God. Only Creator, Allah says in the Quran and this final revelation over and over again, is Allah. Allah. Kuzekulu Allah. Hu Ahad. Allah. Hu Sama. Lam Yalid. Wa Lam Yalad. Wa Lam Yaku. Lahu Kufu Wanahad. Say He, the Creator, Allah, the God of Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, is one. He begat him not, meaning he ain't begat no son, nor have anybody begotten him. He ain't got no mother. And there's nothing he created like him. Nothing in the heavens and earth. This is called the purity of faith. Because until you understand that this concept of worship, I'm just sharing with a young man, you don't even have no worship, no matter what religion you're in. And it doesn't matter, especially for you Muslim, if you speak the language of the Quran, the Arabic that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, his last prophet, that don't make you be a believer in Allah. I want you to know that, whether you like it or not. And most people, when you turn away from the Creator and you begin to follow ritualism, Allah say, it is not, wait a minute, you got a question you want to ask? You can come on here and ask me, but let me finish, please. You know, Allah says it is not righteousness whether you turn your face towards the east or the west. He means towards Jerusalem or Mecca. Jerusalem is the birthplace of Prophet Jesus, Isa. And Mecca is the birthplace in Saudi Arabia of Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah. And Allah, before Allah mentioned Prophet Muhammad as the prophet, of all humankind and raise them up in the city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, all the believers that follow Prophet Abraham, and that was all the prophets and messengers, they was turning towards the direction of Jerusalem in acknowledgement that there's only one God, Allah. And so Allah, He turned the people from the direction of worshiping him and towards Mecca when he raised up Prophet Muhammad to the Kaaba. The Kaaba is the house over in Mecca that was built by Prophet Abraham and his son Ishmael as the symbol of the worship of all people and the unity of all people under the unity of the one God, the one Creator. It's a symbol of the of all. That's why you have Muslims all over the world, from all the nationalities, all the so-called races in the human race, go to Mecca every year, billions, around about a billion, and they more of them are acknowledging that there is no Creator, no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the last prophet of Allah that he raised up to help bring the world out of, like it is today, spiritual ignorance of the Creator and an uncivilized thinking and doings back to civilized thinking and civilized acting. So the most important thing to Allah, your creator, right now for you people, you need to understand and try to work on before it's time, your time run out, death to come for you, is your conduct. Allah say Prophet Muhammad is the best model of human conduct, how a human being is supposed to live their conduct, their life in this world, for all the true Muslims in the world. And Allah say all the true Muslims, and Prophet Muhammad say Allah say all the true Muslims in the world. No, Allah say that. The Creator say that. He say the Muslims must be witnesses, shaheeds. As Prophet Muhammad was a witness for us. They're all the true Muslims. We must be witnesses of the life our Creator wants us to live for all the people in the world. Now, most Muslims ain't doing this, through the world wouldn't be evil, blanketed with evil like it is. Most Muslims have gone astray. And that's another reason Allah is extending the time for people who don't know the whole truth in the Holy Quran. Most Muslims are not teaching the people around the world about Islam. They arguing and bickering with each other on who knows the truth the best. And Allah say, make no division in religion. No sex, no division. And most Muslims have made 73 sects. So that clearly tell you that, and Allah say, only one of them out of the 73 is following Allah and his prophet Muhammad. And I'll tell you who that distinguished group of people are. He said that these people are those who worship Allah and Allah alone, don't associate no partner with Allah, and they follow Prophet Muhammad because Allah say he raised up Prophet Muhammad as a mercy to help save humanity from the destruction of the hellfire by calling them back to the true worship of the one creator, the one God, Allah. At this point, I'm going to stop again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Sharaf. Yes, you are on the right radio station. You are with Imam Shahid Sharaf, the reality of the creator. That's where you tuned in. And as you can see, he's teaching again strong faith to today, people. He's letting you know where you should be, where your mind should be. And he's letting you know what time it is. And we don't have much time, as you can see. The warning signs are all clear today. In the earth, and in, as they say, in the heavens, in the skies. And all around you are warning signs to let you know it's later than you think. So people like to get together. Find their way back home. We've gone roamed off course, gone astray. Let's find the way our way back to the right path to the Almighty God, the one creator, the Almighty God alone. And turn towards him, seeking his forgiveness. He's quick to forgive. He's quick to forgive. So let's stop the procrastination and hurry because we don't have much time. No time for procrastination now. Our time is up in the Lord's most merciful. He's giving you a chance to all submit back to his will and come out of this evil way of life that Shaitan has you living. He's showing you and the signs of what's going on today in your life, what the results are of the evil deeds and wickedness of your life. I was just reading or seeing on Facebook about this young, beautiful brother, African-American, who was jogging. And he was a football player, and that was in Georgia, I believe. And his name was Otmar Aubrey, I believe it was, Otmar Aubrey. And he was on the jogging trail. He went to change courses and three cars of white men passed by and got off their cars and just shot and killed him. Shot several times. So okay, they were recognizing this last week on television. And the show goes to show the evilness. For what reason did they have to take the life of this young man? What had he done? What had he done to them? He didn't know them, and they didn't know him. The devil can shake hand the evil victims in the heart of man to want him to destroy one another, harm each other, and hate each other. We have to come out of this wickedness of this world, come back to our right mind, come back to our right nature, our godly nature. It's God to please the Lord and love one another, because we're all created by him, and he knows what he's doing. And there's no liking somebody because of their color, because of the color of their skin, how they look, the clothes they wear, how much money they have. But you don't like a person for that. You like them because they are a Lord's creation just as you are. And you're supposed to learn to unite and get along together to make this world a better world for all to live in, the best of nature. You bring up the best of nature into you and will reflect in the nature on earth. So now I give it to you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you, sister. I thank you for sharing that with the audience. Now I'm going to speak from that direction. Racism. Because you know what? The so-called African-American, so-called Negro, so-called black man and woman of America have suffered at the hands of white racism, European white Caucasian racism for over 400 years. And the only thing has changed since 400 years ago, or looks over, when they first brought all African Americans over here from Africa, it's time. Donald Trump showed us that Donald Trump, I understand, had about 70 million votes. And I understand that most of those votes were for white people. It's more white people in America than any other of the human race. And one thing about the devil and his followers, they stick together. They don't care if they get killed. I was watching a movie one time, and these people in New York, they was worshiping the devil. He had appeared in the flesh of a man like Donald Trump. And he asked them, and he had them all gathered in their robes, and he said, will y'all die for me? And they all said, yeah, we'll die for you. So here you got now the devil's people, they'll die and kill for him. But most of those that say they believe in the Creator, Allah, they're not willing to die kill or die to change this world. And Allah do say, nobody can dispute me. Allah do say in the Quran, when we're fighting in his cause, this Abdullah, his servants, his true servants, he said, we kill and we are killed. So if you ain't willing to die, like most Muslims are not willing to die in America, especially, and most people are not willing to die for what's right, but they are willing to die for what's wrong. See, that's backwards thinking, people. If Allah say, don't think of those who die living a good life as dead. He said, no, they still living. Finding that which sustains their real life, their spiritual life, in his divine presence. Letting you know that this ain't your real life down here on earth. When your body dies, that ain't your real death, even for an evil person. Allah saying when you die, that ain't the end of your life. You ain't getting away with all of that evil you did here all your life. You're going to be resurrected for the judgment day, evil like you was when you was here on earth. And your judgment is going to be definitely the hellfire, to spend eternity in hellfire. So most black people here in America, they overlooking racism. They want to try to say, oh, that happened back during that time. Things done changed now. Well, this government from George, I'm going to just start at George Bush, when he was the president, the son, on up to Trump, showed you that racism exists, and not only do it exist, it's in the law. It's a part of the law of the government that the white rulers in the government has passed laws, made it legal for white people to just kill black people like they killed that young man. Stand your ground is what one of the so-called laws, meaning that, you know, if a white or black look threatening to you and you white, you got the right to go in and kill him. Almighty God, Allah said he created us, as the sister said, as nations and tribes, that we might get to know and love each other and not hate and despise each other. So when people can kill you for the, just because of the color of your skin, that person has lost their godly nature and adopted the nature of Satan, of evil. They are no longer a human being. They are evil spirits walking on the earth, seeking to destroy the human race. And this ain't nothing new for white people. They, like I say, they've been stringing or killing black people in the most horrific ways, most horrible ways than any other people who was under slavery. They've treated us worse than any people. Study history, and you won't find a people that was treated as most horrible and most bad as the European or so-called white leadership here in America has treated their slaves, the African-American, but who, by the way, most are still a white man's slave, so-called white people, because they want to be white. See, in slavery, you see, this is something that's very strong you need to know. The first thing they did, the so-called white slave masters, when they brought us over here, was divide the families. This was a powerful move for them to keep us in slavery and to separate us or cut us off from our home, where we come from, our homeland, and how we lived when we was in our homeland, so-called Africa, which is really Asia, meaning land of the people of color. So, you see, racism is not going to stop as long as black people continue to kill each other. See, the white man, they divided the black people in slavery, and they began to teach them. And they had wrote a Bible, a book, because they know our nature as human beings is automatically inclined towards our Creator, his goodness. So they wrote a book, and they call it a Bible, meaning a scripture of God. And everything that they put in that Bible, they made that was white, that was associated with God, was white. And they made even a white God, a white son of God, and a white mother of God. They say Mary, she's the mother of God. So I just shared with a Caucasian, one of my neighbors, he was praising Jesus. I say, who created Jesus? I say, if Jesus was God, why do people pray? Why do Jesus pray to Almighty God? He said, that's something to think about. See, that's how the devil gets you. When you don't think for yourself, when you just follow evil tradition, like the white people of America, the majority of them, they still following the evil establishment of racism in this government that they established over 400 years ago. And when Mr. George Wallace, because the time I know is short, he was a governor of Alabama in the, back in the 60s, and he was trying to help get the blacks and the white poor people down there to come together and fight for civil rights and voting rights. And he said, if y'all do that, I can help y'all get the better schools and everything. The white people down there told them in Alabama, we don't care nothing about the way our bad living condition, long as we can know we better than black people, that we are gods over black people, that they are our slaves. So that's how deep that racism is in white America. And it ain't going nowhere with most of them either. They're going to take it to the grave, and they're going to take it to the day of judgment when they're resurrected and thrown into the hell fire for their racism. Oh, yes, racism is not alive, but racism has revived, have been revived over 400 years, and it had to come out through Donald Trump. The Creator had to, he do what he wanted to do, but I'll say the Creator, he allowed it to come out through Donald Trump because to wake up people to the reality that it still exists. Now, Mr. Biden, listen to what this man is saying. Everything Donald Trump was saying about racism and how it was right and blacks ain't have no rights in this country to be here, Spanish people or people of color, really what he was saying. He's saying, oh, he going to make America great again. He was saying, we're going to make America white again. Well, white people rule in America. And all the other people in America that be here, they are our slaves. We do to them what we want to do to them, and especially the blacks that we first brought here, the African Americans. So it's wake up time. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much war and poverty. The way we change the world is by thinking, people, and you don't have long to turn back to right, righteous thinking. You can think right just as you think wrong. And if you think right and you mean it, then your actions will follow. The body follows the thinking of the mind. So you know the mind and the souls of the people, most of them, got to be evil because their actions are evil. So the Creator wanted to show through Donald Trump, don't just say he evil, look at the evil in y'all. Look at the evil in your own self. So then he took him out. I knew it. He revealed it to me and put a good man in there to show you. Now I'm giving you, this is a last chance, whether y'all know this or not. And you'll see, if I'm dead, you still don't see. This is the last chance for people to turn away from their own evil ways and turn back to their godly ways. Donald Trump and Mr. Biden represent that for the whole world. That's a world leadership position in America. America is the leading government in the world. Everybody around the world, they copy America. What America do, they do in their countries. They weren't doing a lot of evil things in some other countries, but by following the influence of America, they're doing all the evil things in Muslim countries and other good countries where they won't are committing all this, these heinous and horrific crimes against their own people. They're following America. So like the sister said about that happened, that's why people, black people in particular in America and around the world, but especially here, your only protection from racism is your Creator. I've been out there fighting against racism at the end of this year, before 7 years, from Buffalo, New York, coast to coast, to Miami, Florida. All west to Chicago also. All around this country, and especially in North Carolina and Virginia, where I'm from, North Carolina. Satan ain't been able to kill me. Oh, he didn't put his imps up or his followers up to do it, and they have tried to do it in many kind of ways, been unsuccessful in all the ways. So that shows you who has the power. And if Donald Trump had power, and if money was power, why ain't Donald Trump the president? He had more rich people with him that had more money than our own Joe Biden side. And Obama, why did he become the president if it won't divine intervention, if it won't a higher power called the Creator of the heavens and earth? He put Obama in there to show black people of America that you don't have to look back in the past at slavery. Look to your future, what you can have to you. Not only can I change things for you and make you be treated equal or better, I can make you the leader of the very people who has enslaved you here in America. And he did that. He made an ex-slave the leader, not only of America, but of the world. Now, if you black people didn't learn from Obama, you ain't going to learn from Biden, and they're going to keep killing you like they killed that young black African-American that was jogging. They killing blacks anyway. They ain't putting it all on TV. And like the sister said, if it don't be somebody with a camera or something to catch it or whatever, they kill thousands, if not millions, of blacks just in America alone. Every day, whites do, just for the hell of it, because they hate blacks just because of their skin color. They don't have no logic behind hating blacks and killing blacks. It's just mere hatred that comes from selfishness. They're selfish people, like their father, Satan. He was selfish. That's why he was put out of the goodness of Allah, the Creator, and put into a hellish state of condition, him and his followers, the jinns, evil spirits. And I want to say, before we close, people, all of us as human beings have a jinn, an evil spirit. And apparently, we're allowing that evil spirit, because it's showing in our actions, to take control of our life. And our Creator said he would never change these evils, this evil that's destroying, that the devil of people is destroying like Trump. Millions of people with COVID or any other, all the other ways, in the air, poisons in the water, in the air, and then medications, killing up people by the billions every day. He said he will not change this until people change their heart and turn back to that good nature, godly nature that they were created in when they was created in the womb of their mother by Allah and brought out as babies. Allah breathed or put into their heart his divine spirit of love, and it made us living souls. So if you want to live not only as a soul and stop this evil now, while you got a chance, you don't have much time, people, you must return back to looking on the inside for the help you need to your Creator. He put his spirit in you so you'll have a direct connection with him. So when things go bad and evil in your life, turn back, look inside, and ask, sincerely ask him to help you to follow his spirit inside of you and not to follow your carnal flesh desires, which leads you into evil, misery, and ultimately the hellfire. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
To the Sun Broadcast of the Lamb Shay Shabbat, we are the other creator, and as you see, he's teaching strong to baby group. Okay, things are not going to get any better if you're waiting on somebody else, some man you consider like God to do it. It won't get better until it gets better within you. You bring up the good nature in you. And from that, you will see that things will start changing from the better than all the creation. We want to thank Allah for blessing us with this beautiful man who comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And when you come on, invite someone else to come on the show also when you come on again. And now, Imam Shahid Shabbat, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, so are you ready to end now? Do you have more to say?
How much time do we have?
We have half an hour.
We have a half an hour?
Yes,
I want to keep speaking to the people.
All right, then we have you on again.
All right, that's what I'm on here. That's what I live for. I'm a teacher,
all right,
and a witness.
Well,
I'm a teacher and a witness of the Creator. Listen, listen, radio audience. Think, even in the Bible, and this coincides with all Allah's truth in the Quran too. It says, Allah says, saw a mind. It's really a mind, man. Said man mean mind. Say saw a mind thinking in his heart. So is that person. What is Allah saying? He's saying that you don't think with really with your mind. You think with what's in your heart. So to change the world, that's why he said you got to change your heart, because you think with your heart. You think with your heart intentions. First you have intentions in your heart to do good or bad. And then your intentions in your heart were created like this. The Creator, he sends that message to your mind, your intelligence, your intellect. And then your mind tells your body to carry out what came initially from your heart intention, your heart. So that's why the heart is so important in terms of you being able to change not only the world of evil. No, you can't. We really can't change the world. Almighty Allah said, if we change ourselves as people, He's going to change the world. He's changing it right now, as I thought. He just put a good man in the presidency. In my latter part of my life, and serving him, he's blessing more me to connect with more good people of all races than ever before in 47 years. So Almighty God Allah is bringing in the good life that he created for us. And he say, soon the evil deeds of the people in the world, all over the world, he say, soon the evil deeds going to come back and destroy them, and they will never be able to frustrate his plan of what? Justice and equality on this earth. Allah created this world for justice and equality. You know what justice and equality means? Justice means equal treatment. Justice means that if I treat you good, you treat me good. And justice also, this is a little heavy here for you, justice, Allah says also, if somebody's treating you bad, don't treat them bad back. Still treat them with kindness. And he said, he, through his power, he would make them, compel them to treat you good. So he don't say love your enemies. No, you can't love your enemies. They'll use your love to destroy you. But what do he say? Forgive your enemies. I'll take care of them. And Allah say for your Muslims, and it really goes for the whole world, but first with the Muslims. He said, we don't change this world back to the righteous, just, and good world he created. He said he's going to do it anyway. He said, if we work and do our part to help bring it about, then we'll share in his victory and glory of establishing his heaven on earth as he did in the beginning, as it is in his heaven above. Only one exception. This heaven down here will be temporary compared to his heaven in the hereafter. But you will still experience his heaven on earth before you die if you turn away from your evil, selfish thinking and ways and turn back sincerely to your Creator. And like I was saying, in one of my songs, I said it again. People, we can change this land, but together we have to do this. And that's power in unity. And the reason, another reason, racism is so successful in America, with African Americans from the Caucasian, is that Black America now since she's been taught for over 400 years to hate herself, you got more blacks killing blacks than you have, I guarantee you, than whites in this country. But this ain't talked about. I was out working yesterday doing social spiritual work in the community, helping the people with food or whatever, and this guy just pulled out his gun, and he just started waving it, you know? And the other people were saying, other guys were saying, hey, man, what you doing? Put that gun back in there. And say he pulled out his gun and was waving it, wanting to shoot somebody because he had lost some money. Now, what reason is that to want to kill somebody because you'd have lost some money? That shows you the insanity of black America. Black America is on a collision course of self-destruction, and most black Americans going to kill and destroy themselves through the evil that from their self and the evil of Satan more than any other group in the human race, and they're doing that. So when I don't respect myself, why should I expect others to respect me? And when I hate myself, why should I expect white people, anybody else, to love me? You got black people that, the majority of them in America, black Americans, and all over the world, they love white people, especially in America, and they hate their own black self. That's why they kill themselves. That's why they kill each other. You see? So until black people start having love for themselves, this here racial profiling and racial killing is not going to stop. Not even with a president like that. It is not going to stop. President and the government ain't really got nothing to do with your spiritual life. That deals with the social part of your life as a human being. But even then, Allah still controls them. He controls what you're going to get and what you're not going to get. It's not the government. They don't have power. The Senate, Supreme Court, House of Representatives, whatever. They don't have, I don't care what names they give themselves, they have no power at all to help you. And they can give everybody $1 million to tomorrow. That ain't going to make this world better. If you evil, money and a fool, that's a terrible thing right there. We used to say growing up, money and a fool will soon depart from each other. But really, it means the deepest meaning from Allah is money and a fool. Well, that fool with a lot of money will destroy a whole lot of people. Yes, you know, you don't want you. If you're a fool, you don't want no whole lot of money. You don't need no whole lot of money. All you need is basically what you need, your basic needs, food, clothing, and shelter. If you're a fool. And a fool is one that turns away from the remembrance of Allah or their creator. Then you become a fool, thinking that you is your own control of your own destiny. You control your future. You got people planning for 10 years down the road, and I plan to do this and plan to do that. And Allah clearly states in his beautiful book, the Quran, his last revelations of life for all people, that it is not money and it's not people following you because you're in some prominent position. He says not that that's going to bring you closer to him spiritually in degrees. He says, all that's going to bring you closer to him is his faith and his unseen eternal reality and feast of Allah, doing good deeds. Feast of Allah means to please Allah, to please your creator. So, people, it's not hard to change. All you got to do is want to change. Just like you want to do your evil thing, you can want to do the will of your Creator. It's all about will. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you had a will to change, sincerely and truly, and you go look inside. Don't go to no religion. Look inside your heart. Go inside. Go somewhere by yourself and take your focus off everything in the world, including yourself, and realize that the one who is keeping me alive is inside of me. Whitney Houston wrote a song called "He's Keeping Me Alive." He's all in my feet. He's all over me. Huh? And you know, the Creator is all over us because He created us. And He's keeping you alive, whether you're good or evil. He's the one still keeping you alive here in this world. Giving you a chance to prepare for the judgment day that he will judge you based on how you live in your short time in this world. So people, you know, I wouldn't dare conclude with 30 minutes to continue to talk to you and encourage you to seek ye the kingdom of Allah and seek His kingdom not just first, but seek His kingdom all the time. And He will add unto you not only what you need, He will bless you with what you need, but He will also bless you with many things your heart desires that's good. Like you might want a good wife, a good husband, good children. He'll bless you with these things. He wants to bless us. He don't want us to, he don't hurt us. Our Creator created us to bless us. So why wouldn't you want to be blessed or cursed? When you turn away from the Creator and follow your own will, you're cursing yourself. What is a curse? A curse is when you make evil become your good. You like to do evil. You don't like to do good. You say, I heard a movie, Eddie Murphy, a famous movie star, he played a movie called Vampire in Brooklyn. And as a vampire, he jumped into this preacher's body, and he was giving a sermon. And he told the people out there that was in the sermon, he said, people, I want to let y'all know something in this religion. And he said, evil got good in it. And the people were looking strange when he said that. He said, well, let me tell you what I'm talking about. He said, brother so-and-so went out with a whore last night and say, he had a good time with that whore. And say, he got some good out of that. So, see the good he got out of that evil? So he say, it's good and evil. So he say, I want y'all to say it along with me. Good, I mean evil, is good. And then, without them even thinking, they all start saying, evil is good. And that is the only way the devil can get you under the influence of evil. You have to stop thinking. The people were thinking, and when they were thinking, they didn't go along with the devil right away. They were thinking, like, that don't sound right. And then they just stopped thinking and accepted what the devil said, evil is good. So this is the world we're living in, a world full of people who have exalted evil over good. And the evil, they think that evil controls the earth. And they don't believe in a creator. They just believe that evil is the only world there is. And when they die, that's it. I done had my fun doing my evil. And when I die, I ain't going to waste no time trying to do good. Because when I die, it's all over. And I won't be able to do my evil no more. That's so sad. That's so unfortunate for you. You really, really is one of the stupidest fools in the world to believe that when you die, that's the end. That you ain't gonna be resurrected. and you ain't going to be brought to called to account by your Creator to answer for the way you lived your life here. And Allah said for all of y'all, most of y'all, that don't believe that y'all going to be resurrected and for the judgment, and there's going to be a judgment day, he said, consider this here, that y'all once didn't exist. And he brought you into existence out of non-existence. So he said, why can't he do that again? If he did it one time, repeating it is even easier. It's easier for him. It's easier for him to do anything. So you're going to be resurrected, people. And you're going to answer for the way you lived your life here. And there's only two places you can go to after you're judged by Allah on the Day of Judgment: hellfire or Jannah, eternal heaven with Allah. But the choice is yours, people. So we can choose to change and make ourselves better, but you need the help of your Creator, because we don't have any power as human beings. We're weak in flesh. And if we rely on ourselves, our evil definitely will overtake us, and our Creator will not stop it from overtaking us, because we've turned away from Him. And He's our protection from evil. And that's what most people have done. That's why white people kill blacks and love it, because they have given their life thousands of years ago to evil. They love material things. See, most so-called white people, they never, I've studied their history for thousands of years, they've never been a people who were spiritual. They've always been a materialistic people who love material things. They worship material things. They worship money, which it really represents materialism. It buys you the material thing. So they always, the majority of them always been like that. And the African-American people, before we was brought over here to America and made slaves by these white European rednecks, we were a very spiritual people. And we were so spiritual that we said it takes a village to raise one child. And when I was growing up in the neighborhood, I'm 64, everybody was like your mother, because they seen you do something you ain't got no business doing, they would call your mother, and so she would be waiting on you with the switches or whatever to for you to pay for that wrong you was out there doing that she didn't teach you, you see. So, you know, in order for people to free themselves from oppression and racism, they must first go back to their roots, unite, and stand up as a united front, like a guy named Malcolm X said, a great man, make a united front to fight against that. Black people don't fight against racism by whites as a whole. Matter of fact, Trayvon Martin and all these blacks has been getting killed. Recent years, white people pay off them, their families pay them off, and they forget about it, and the racism keep on going. So, black America, you have sold your souls so that when you do that, you sold your souls to evil when you accept these compromises and bribes of white America to give you more money, give you a better house, give you a better job. And these blacks that they do that with, they really think they white. Back in slavery, they would be called a house nigger. Yeah, not Negro, I said nigger. And the darker skinned blacks were called a fear Negro. And the house Negroes, they were the children that the white man had by the black women. And they had the features looking white, but they were black. And they didn't want to be associated with, well, the master, slave master told them, don't associate with them fear Negroes. They're not like y'all. They thrift 3/5 of a human being. Really, they were talking about them too, but they made them feel that they were better than the fear Negroes, which was the darker skinned Negroes. So, you know, it's like that today. If racism in that way exists today too, if you light skinned, your chances of getting a job on these racist white jobs, corporations, jobs, companies, is better than somebody dark skinned. And this ain't just in America, this is all over the world. Oprah Winfrey, she's a billionaire, a rich woman, materially. Back here, a while back, she was over in Europe. I think it was Europe, somewhere over there. And she went in the store to buy a purse she liked. And the white lady let her know, I know you're famous all over the world and in America, but she said, still, here, we reserve the right to serve whoever we want, and I refuse to serve you as a black, a woman. And they say that Oprah grabbed the purse anyway and started running with it. I don't believe that. But the point I'm making is that your black skin and a lot of money, because you got a lot of money, don't make no difference. Bill Cosby, I think, is a billionaire. I think he's still in jail. Why couldn't he buy his way out of that, the things they say he did? And I believe he did. That's just my belief. Those things that they just say he did. But still, whites do it all the time. They never stop. They do it to their own race, their own children. They've been doing it before they even come over here to America. They was practicing incest. Not only incest with their own children and family, but they was practicing unnatural intercourse with animals. And a lot of them are still doing that here in America today. That's why they love dogs so much. And say, dogs are man's best friend. What man? Ain't no dog my best friend. And then you got blacks, you see, just like them. You see, blacks used to wouldn't have no dog in their car. In their car? No. I can remember that. You know, now you got blacks with dogs in their car. So you imitate a people, you show people that you love them and you hate yourself, that it's easy for them to make laws for to kill you, and you don't try to do nothing about it because you already hate yourself. You're already killing yourself. So I wanted to emphasize that again, and we may not have that much time now, but I wanted to emphasize that again because I want you African Americans to know that the racism that you are doing against your own self, killing your own race, is much worse than white people killing you. Racism of white America, whites around the world against people of color, black people, people of color. So you're not getting off the hook with me, African-American, Muslim, Christian, whatever you call yourself. You're destroying yourself more than any whites are destroying you in America. And it's not going to stop until you come back to the remembrance of who created you. White people didn't create you. Almighty God Allah created you. But no, you want to worship white people. You got one black I seen on TV one time. Yeah, he was apparently had a white parent. It was a parent, and he was crying. And he said, I don't know why God made me white, made me black. He said, I don't know. I'm going to take it back. I don't think he was necessarily had a white parent, but he was just a black man, and he would, he said, I don't know why God made me black. He made a mistake. He was supposed to make me white. And he started crying because he was black. He didn't want to be black. He wanted to be white. So much so that he started crying and blamed God for making him black. Now that's that's a strong, that's a cement racism right there against your own self. So, you know, you hate yourself like that. You give an open season for white people to keep on killing you, and a black, another black could kill another black much quicker than the white. You don't hear about blacks killing whites like you do. You don't hear about blacks killing whites like you hear people talking about whites killing blacks. Why don't you do that on TV? Talk about the blacks killing blacks. Stop talking about the whites killing blacks. And start talking about the blacks killing blacks and what they need to do to stop that before they find themselves in a place called hellfire. Hellfire. See, hatred leads to evil, and evil leads to killing, murder, and murder and leads to hellfire, killing, evil, hatred, and murder. And sin leads you, well, I'm going to put it this way. I said all of us had an evil gen. Well, when we sin, we're allowing our evil gen to come out and to cause us to start killing, hating people, and that's what you see in the human race today. Most of the people are not human beings, they're gens. I explained over and over again, a gen is the evil spirit, and every human being got a gen. They got a, they're just like they got a good innate good in them, every human being got the potential to do evil in them, and it comes from their gen. And where did their gen come from? Their selfishness. Being selfish, following their selfish will, you become a gen. You're no longer human. You're a gen, and you're dedicated to sin. When you become a gen, you become dedicated to sin. And all kind, and sin causes you to do all kinds of destruction, all kinds of wicked and evil and diabolical things. So, sister, I'm just about ready to wrap it up because I believe that Allah, the Creator, has blessed me to share the. I'm a warner to warn the people
yes,
today.
Yes, brother, you are right on time. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, well, in that 2 minutes, I'm going to say thank you all for listening. Please come back on. We have much more that the Creator of Wisdom He's putting in us to share with you all every Sunday. And we thank you all for coming on. We hope you all heard something that will help you all to be a better person. And being a better person will help Mr. Joe Biden be a better president to help us. I get food stamps. Not ashamed of it. I hope I get some more. And I was getting 140 about a couple of months, a month ago. And last month I looked on my stamps, I was getting 180. Today when I looked on my stamps, it was over $200. So you see, things have already started getting better for you.
You have 1 minute.
So 1 minute, I'm going to say all praise is due to Allah. And people, remember that all power belongs to the Creator. And if you seek power or help in anything you're going through, look inside of yourself and be true to your soul, and you will find Almighty God, Allah, there, and He will help you out of any situation you may be going through. He's greater than that situation. Peace be with you in the English language and then in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Shalom. You have been listening to us on the broadcast of Imam Shabbat. Thank you for joining us and join us again next Sunday time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, may Allah be with you and have a pleasant day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Assalamu alaikum.
We're your friends. Your friend. calendar.